telling me about Zula and Fred.
Ted.
Ted.
T-E-D.
Wolfram. Mm-hmm. W-O-L-F-R-A-M.
Correct.
They owned the landmark in 1978 when you go there.
Yes.
Now tell me about, go ahead, start telling me again about meeting them and how you got to know them.
Well, I met them when I was working at the Desert Inn. They were special customers for the Desert Inn, high rollers, the two of them. Mm-hmm. And we got to be very close friends. Zula and I would go shopping and, you know, the whole bit. And she told me one time they were going to buy a hotel in Las Vegas, and I would have to leave the Desert Inn and come and work for them. And I thought, no way. I mean, they were such super people, so down to earth, and I realized, you know, that they had money, but I didn't think they were that wealthy to buy a hotel.
Okay.
Apparently they was, because they did. Mm-hmm. And it was the landmark that they bought. Mm-hmm. And escrow was closing, and we were in April, and I was to be there and on the job in April. And I thought, oh my goodness. But I did promise, you know, that mm-hmm. I would do it. Mm-hmm. And she told me, she says, Faye, she said, you would be my right hand person, my eyes, my ears, and my voice, because they lived in Ohio.
And they were going to continue to live in Ohio?
Oh yes, they continued to live in Ohio. And I thought, well, okay. And the offer was one I could not refuse. It
Wonderful.
Was not twice my salary at the Desert Inn, but three times what I was making at the Desert Inn.
Now, Faye, if you don't mind telling me, just so I'll have some idea, can you tell me your income at the Desert Inn and then at the Landmark?
Okay, I believe at the Desert Inn, I left the Desert Inn making about, I would say I never got over $16,000. I think I left the Desert Inn at $16,000 a year.
Okay.
I, at the Landmark, when I left the Landmark, I was making, I would say about 43,000 a year.
Now that's when you left the Landmark.
Yes.
How long did you stay with them?
I was at the Landmark for 6 years.
Oh, great, okay, uh-huh. Now let's talk about this. I'm excited about
okay.
this. Now, what kind of title were you able to get?
Okay, I had a double title.
Okay.
My title was entertainment director slash entertainment director uh-huh. slash corporate executive assistant. So it was very, very nice. They continued to live in Ohio.
Uh-huh.
I took care of things for them. Naturally, we had a GM.
Okay.
And we had a CEO, mm-hmm. the whole mm-hmm. thing right there.
Mm-hmm.
But I was more or less the liaison between them and Zula and Ted.
Wow.
So it was a wonderful job.
And now, did you get along very well with the CEO and the GM?
I did. I wouldn't have if I had pushed my weight around,
okay.
which I did not.
Okay, good.
I understood how he must have felt.
Mm-hmm.
And I more or less pampered his ego, I mm-hmm. guess you might say. Mm-hmm. So I got along great with him.
Who was the general manager?
Jeff Silver.
Okay.
Jeff Silver. He mm-hmm. was an attorney here in the city, and I think he has gone back to that, you know, being an attorney now.
And his last name is S-I-L-V-E-A?
S-I-L-V-E-R.
Silver.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and you worked directly with him on a day-to-day
mm-hmm,
basis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wonderful.
Right. And I handle all the entertainment.
Tell me about that, handling all the entertainment.
Yeah. Sometimes I would have a problem, you know, with, it wasn't a problem really, but there were white groups in town. They would say, you know, the word was out, do they book, the lady there, does she book white groups, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I didn't want that because, but what I was booking was the best.
That's right. So you know, tell me some of the people that you booked.
Okay, well, we had this guy, Freddie Empire, mm-hmm. and his group.
Mm-hmm.
We had a group, they were all lounge groups that, you want to hear the showroom. Okay.
Oh, yes, I want to hear everything.
Okay. Well, my budget, mm-hmm. there was a certain budget that I had to stay within.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go with entertainers who were more or less, what do you say, it had been great, but all of a sudden they were not on the top anymore.
I understand. Okay.
So my budget would allow that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's his name? He was so wonderful. Oh, but Red Fox, I mean, he was the hardest to work with. But he was one of the main people
What was he so difficult to work with?
Oh, just, it was very mean. I don't know. He wanted to be a superstar. But I always feel, you know, if you're a superstar, you don't have to say it.
That's
you
right.
Know? It was very difficult to work with. Mm-hmm. George Kirby, do you remember George Kirby?
Yes, of course.
George Kirby was one of the nicest people you ever wanted to meet.
Okay.
But it was certain people like himself. And I'm trying to think of the guy's name that did the Mole Weevil song.
Yes. Brooke Benton?
Brooke Benton. Brooke Benton. Mm-hmm. See, people of that class they're great entertainers, but all of a sudden they've just kind of gone out into the background. We had to, you know, more or less go with people like that. There's a comedian, I see her now and then on television. I booked her one time in the showroom, and quite a few, you know, that we used, but it was interesting.
This is wonderful. Interesting. Okay, now, that was the entertainment half of your title. Now, tell me what you did under the other half of the title, and how did you have enough time to do all this?
It was very hard. It was not easy, but I handled a lot of the corporate situations like making sure. Now, of course, we had a comptroller, a comptroller that took care of the financial end of it.
Right.
But I was the one that he called when next month we're not going to make payroll.
Okay.
You know, then I relayed that information to Ted and Zula in Ohio.
So you were really the pipeline to Ted and the owners.
Right, right. I worked directly with the owners of the hotel. It was wonderful. They're great people, and there is a story behind them, which is another story, you know.